Well, I hope that finally the present government will hear the voice of the Tunisian people and admit that those ministers who have been appointed by the dominant party, the party of Ben Ali, should leave, should resign, because they don't have, or they don't anymore enjoy the confidence of the people. And most of our opinion, public opinion, think that these ministers, do not represent anything more, anything in the country, politically speaking, I mean. So I think that the government should take the step, very very strong, very important step, to make these people go away.
Some people are demanding an independent organization to organize free and fair elections. How do you see this possibility happening?
Well, I think that we are not very far from such a initiative, because I think that the government is in a very uncomfortable situation, and that he is under the pressure, popular pressure, which is stronger and stronger, and that the government should think about that idea of a committee of wise men who will take charge, in charge the situation and the state, in order to accomplish that very necessary, urgent step, which is the election of a new president for Tunisia. So I think that sometime by during this week, something will happen in that very subject.
What do ordinary Tunisian protesters want in this regard? What do they want?
Well, first, they are fed up with all the symbols of the old regime, and they want to get rid of everything which reminds them the old situation, the old regime. This is the first thing. The second thing, I think this is very important, this people knows what he wants for the future, and this is very important. They want democracy, and a real democracy, not a fake democracy, which is very different, this new democracy, from the old regime. This is the first thing. And the second thing is that the new democratic regime would try to realize and to concretize more justice in the development of the country, more justice between the social categories, more justice between the different regions of the country, and more justice between generations, because we have young people, we have also old, and more Tunisia is getting more and more old, and this is the main object. I don't think at all that they have any complicated ideological preoccupation or extremist preoccupation. Tunisia is a people of moderate persons, and the extremism, whatever it could be, left or right, or extreme right, don't have any success, doesn't have any success in Tunisia. So don't think that the Tunisian revolution is an Islamic revolution, to to say it clearly, and that there is no chance for the Islamism or especially the Islamic extremism to take a hold on the country or on the state. This is very important when you replace Tunisia in the Arab and Mediterranean context, which is disturbed by many contradictory movements and ideological extremism. Tunisia is a very special case.